when you walk up to the space, you're going to be in for a very big surprise this year. We have changed some of the space around and added some new stuff this year. I'm not going to give too much away, but it's going to be really hard to miss. I can tell you that. We have 14 virtual reality films this year. We have 8 interactive media projects, which range from sort of choose your own adventure, web-based programming, and then we also have 2 independent video games this year. They're not the typical video games that you would find at Best Buy. It's very independent film-related, and there's stories within themselves, but you just get to be a part of that story and interact with it in a gaming environment.
And are you hoping to maybe open some people's eyes to different lifestyles or aspects of the world and maybe foster some sort of more understanding?
Right, absolutely. I mean, a big thing that we try to do at the festival is bring the rest of the world to Cleveland. And this is even more of the case. You sort of go into this world yourself in a 360-degree environment. So it's definitely international. The other thing with virtual reality films in particular, I've been to a lot of conferences over the past couple years to learn about this new technology and how it can sort of fit into a film festival world. And the biggest thing that comes up is the word empathy and how much more this sort of technology and format can evoke empathy within the viewer. You are in the space, you're right in front of, say, the refugee in the camp. We also call it sort of active viewing as opposed to passive. When you go to a typical film in the film festival, you're sitting in a theater, watch it. It might really affect you, and you might think about it afterwards, but in this case, you are in that world. You can't not be in that world. It's all around you, and so it definitely affects you in a different way.
And last year, when you had the comment board, what were some of the feelings, emotions, ideas that people you saw were prevalent in the comments?
It's a good question. We actually took all the stickers down from that board, and we put it into a binder, which we still have in the office here. We got to read after, which was really great. A lot of people were just sort of blown away. They had never done anything like this before, so they would comment on that. But they'd also say which ones were their favorites. And last year was an anniversary year for us. It was the 40th anniversary. So that was sort of our theme of the whole festival. So we were asking people to share their favorite moments from the past 40 years, too. So it was great to kind of look back on that, see what people's favorite films and memories were.
Talk about the whole process of setting it up from a technological standpoint.
A lot of the programming that we have in this space is actually viewed off of cell phones. One thing you'll find, too, this year is we have 2 programs in particular that are what's called room scale. So the mobile VR is all 360. You're stationary. You get to look all around and be in the world. These 2 programs, it'll be both Pearl and Out of Exile. You are able to walk within your world, too. So we'll have that set up in the space as well. I think that this technology is just starting, and I can't wait to see where it goes. I still feel like we're sort of at the Atari phase, where, like, it's really cool, but there's so much more that is going to be able to happen, and there's going to be so many other ways that people and filmmakers are going to be able to tell their stories. What's next, I think, for us, right now, VR is still very much an individual experience, and a lot of what I've been seeing, it's not quite there yet in our exhibition, but is sort of making that an even more interactive experience with each other, which is what the festival is all about, too. The best thing about it, too, is that it's just a walk away from the theaters. So in between films, if you're going to multiple films in one day, come and hang out. It takes about half an hour to watch a couple of films, and you can go see another movie.